Michigan is the only state that sits entirely within the Great Lakes Basin. That means that any Michigan city is legally allowed to draw its drinking water from the lakes. But a 2008 compact between the states made it clear that cities outside the basin can get Great Lakes water if they meet very specific conditions. The first city to plead its case is Waukesha, Wisconsin. It says it needs a diversion from Lake Michigan because of high levels of radium in its local water supply. Next month, governors of the eight Great Lakes states, including Governor Rick Snyder, will meet to discuss whether or not to approve Waukesha's application. Here to talk about what factors might influence the governor's decision, as well as other environmental stories from the month of April, environmental journalist and commentator Gary Wilson. Gary, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Good to be back with you.
You attended an important meeting of the Great Lakes states in Chicago last week, and this was all about Waukesha, I take it. What was the purpose of the meeting?
Well, that's right, Mark. The representatives of the eight states, plus Ontario and Quebec, met in Chicago for 2 days. A quick qualifier here. Ontario, Quebec, and Quebec are part of this, but only in an advisory role. They don't get in a vote, but their opinions are sought and valuable. And I'd also emphasize that this is a meeting that was open to the public, so all the good and the bad in the process was there for everybody to see if they cared. The stated purpose was for the representatives of the governors to try to reach a consensus on recommendations that they could take back to the seven governors who will decide if Waukesha gets Great Lakes water. There are three options that are available to them, and that's one to recommend that the governors approve the request, or they could approve it with conditions, or they could recommend that the request be denied. So as I sat there for 2 days watching and trying to take copious notes, they discussed Waukesha's request sometimes in painstaking detail, going over every nuance. But most of the discussion was centered on one controversial issue, and that's the fact that Waukesha is actually requesting more water than it needs, which is thought to go against the letter and the spirit of the law, and that appears to be a non-starter with the states. But at the end of the day, end of the 2 days, these representatives hadn't reached a consensus, so they'll reconvene on May 10th to try again.
The idea is for the governor's representatives to come to a consensus then, not each one of them to come to a separate decision to take back to his or her governor.
Got it.
I understand Michigan did play a key role in these discussions. Who was there representing our state, and what were some of their points and positions here?
Yeah, sure. Michigan played, I would say, the key role. In theory, there were 10 organizations, 10 jurisdictions at the table, but it was clear that Michigan is being looked to lead this on a de facto basis.
Why is that, Gary?
Well, it's the Great Lakes state, and as you mentioned in your intro, it's the only state within the basin. The governor, since he took office, has exercised a leadership position over Great Lakes issues, and he's tried to pull other governors into the fray on some of these issues like Asian carp. So it was just clear that the states that are there are looking to Michigan to exert leadership. And that the people there for Michigan were represented by the office of the Great Lakes, John Allen, who I believe you've had on the show some number of times.
We have.
And his lead expert and advisor was the person sitting at the table. That's Grant Trigger. And it was Trigger who was in the trenches trying to iron out details with his counterparts from the other states. So Michigan's role is significant. It's in the spotlight, they're counting on Michigan and Trigger to guide them through this, and it's a maze.
Is it known how John Allen and how Grant Trigger feel about the three options, to approve with conditions, or to reject?
Well, now you're getting at the heart of the issue. As I sat there and watched this, it's clear that not only Trigger and Allen, but the states are looking for a way to compromise. And the chair of the meeting, who was Ohio's representative, at the end of a really tough day talking about this quantity, he charged Trigger to work with Wisconsin's DNR to see if they could come up with a compromise. And I'm told they worked well into the evening, and they came back to the next day with a compromise. However, I spoke with Allen and Trigger after the meeting adjourned, and they were both emphatic in cautioning me that nothing has been decided. There are 10 jurisdictions here, and they have to go back at some point soon, and probably in mid-May, meet with the governor, Governor Snyder, and present their case and recommendations to him. So be careful what you read into it, because it could change.
Well, it appears you've said that the Waukesha is requesting more water, really, than it needs. Is it simply an issue of getting the city to lower that amount?
In essence, yes. And the tentative agreement that was struck was to take their request down from 10.1 million gallons down to 8.2 million gallons. This is a million gallons per day, which is thought to be closer to what Waukesha actually needs. Now, there are a number of nuances and details surrounding that, but those are the working numbers as we speak.
Is it clear why Waukesha is requesting more water than it needs?
It is clear. The Waukesha is requesting water for what is called a service area, which includes towns outside of the city of Waukesha, who don't currently have a need, but Waukesha is in the service area concept is codified in Wisconsin law. But as Grant Trigger told me after the meeting, that's just unacceptable. And I'm quoting there. It's unacceptable to Michigan that the Great Lakes State should have to provide water for this service area. So that's the sticking point.
Gary Wilson's a Great Lakes environmental commentator and journalist. We're talking about the biggest environmental stories from around the region here in April, and we're spending quite a bit of time with Waukesha, Wisconsin's request for Great Lakes water. I'm curious, Gary, has the state of Wisconsin taken a position here? Or do they support Waukesha's request, for example, or what?
No, absolutely. The Wisconsin DNR went through an extensive, and I want to say it was an 18-month or so review of Waukesha's request, and they are supportive of it. But as I watched the meeting unfold over the last over 2 days last week, it's clear that they know that they're going to have to compromise on this request, or this request is going nowhere, and that's why. The Waukesha representative from the DNR met with Grant Trigger into the evening to try to hash out this volume issue.
Environmental groups have spoken out against the diversion, and the majority of public commentary also appears to have been against it. Did it seem to you like those sentiments were shared by the representatives there, or do you think they're leaning toward recommending an approval?
I think the environmental groups had a tough couple of days. All the tea leaves there, and I spoke with a number of other journalists after the 2 days, and we kind of came to the same conclusion. There appears to be an effort here to compromise. Some of the groups, arguments that the environmental groups put up were sort of set aside. There were hopes that the problem that Waukesha has is radium in the water, and science that can be removed, but that's thought to not be sustainable over time. Waukesha is drawing down on an aquifer that's showing signs of recovery, but also that was pointed out by a couple of states that it's not sustainable over time. And it's also thought that Waukesha could conserve more water and help its case. But one of the states, I believe it was Pennsylvania, indicated that Waukesha can't conserve its way out of this. So it was a bit of a rough day for the folks who thought that they had a good case.
Where's Governor Snyder on Waukesha? Is it clear?
Well, it's not clear. I interviewed the governor earlier this month, and I specifically asked him about Waukesha, and as you would expect, he didn't tip his hand to me. But he did express one concern, and that's that the states work hard to resolve this, keep talking, because the last place he wants it to end up is in court with you know, regional collaboration falling apart, states in the region at each other's throats before judges. And that's the worst of all possible outcomes. And the governor wants the states to work hard to avoid that.
We're just about out of time, Gary, but I do want to, you did speak with Governor Snyder here a few weeks back. You also discussed his efforts to change the culture of the DEQ. I'm curious how he responded to that here. We've got about 30 seconds.
Yes, sure, Mark. The governor has told me he is committed to changing the culture at the DEQ to get it away from, you know, the check the box, you know, regulatory status, and he's committed to working for that. But he did recognize that it would be a challenge. So,
we've been talking about Waukesha and water and the DEQ here in Michigan amongst April's biggest environmental stories. And our guest has been Great Lakes and journalist and commentator Gary Wilson. Gary, thank you for joining us as always.
Hey, Mark. Talk to you next month.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday.